You're holding Daf Lamed Zayin Omer Aleph. Again, last Gemara we had, the Shaila was, how do we know that tefillin is supposed to go on your left hand? So before we had with Darshan, the Pasuk says, Yotcho, the Brisa said, Zu Smoil. It means the left hand. And it came up with Sukkim to prove it, that when the Pasuk says, Yotcho, it means the left hand. Now the Gemara says, no, on top of Lamed Zayin Omer Aleph says, Reb Yoisi HaChorim Omer. He says like this, that motzinu yamin shenikri yad, we find that the right is also called yad. So now it's a question, maybe when the pasuk says yotcha, it means to put film on your right hand. So it's a question, how do we know to put it on the left hand? And he proves that shenema is a pasuk in Bereishis that says vayar Yosef ki yoshes oviv yad yaminoi. He saw the way he put yad yaminoi. So you see the word yad pertains to the right hand also. So back to the kasha, how do we know film has to be on the left hand? From the word yotcho, maybe it means the right hand. The Gemara says the iduch. What does the other brayse do? That they hold no, they darshan from the pasuk yotcho that it means the left hand. They hold like this: yad yamini ikri, yad stamalo ikri. And even the pasuk says yad yamini clearly. It's like a true. But when the pasuk stam says yotcho, stam yotcho means a smile. Agav, when the Gemara started off and said Reb Yosi Hachorim. So the machlek is, what does the word hachorim mean? Rashi says it means that his nose, like where Shakur was bent in. So Taiz does not like that, because it's a genai to say a word, to call him that way. So if Taiz learns the pshat is from Rabbi Yosef, hachorim means Hashem Mekoymai. Hachorim means the place where he was. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Nosson says, Ein Tzorach, I do not need this limud to teach us from the word yotcho that the pasuk means the smile. But rather, however you aim, the pasuk says, "Ukshartem uchsavtem." Ukshartem means tie you and put on tefillin. Uchsavtem means to write them. If so, mak siva b'yamin, just like writing, you usually write with your right hand. Is that kshira b'yamin, who would in a normal righty, has to make the kshira, has to tie his tefillin with his right hand. If so, the chivon the kshira b'yamin, since you have to use your right hand to tie the tefillin with, is hanocha b'smelhi. That's how I know that you have to put the actual tefillin on your left hand. Just with your right hand, you tie up the ritzuas, you wrap around the ritzuas on your hand, you make the kesher. So from the pasuk ukshartem uchsavtem, I know that tefillin itself, the hanocha, has to be besmil. Rashi says, how do I know that the ksiv is b'yamin? Rashi says, kishekosven hamezuzah b'yamin, usually write it with your right hand. The roiv b'nei yodim kosven b'yamin. And therefore, af kshirinami, of a kesher b'yamin, he does do it with your right. So therefore, the hanocha is on the left. According to this pshat, let's say somebody's a lefty, that he writes with his left hand. He also has to make the kshira with his left hand, and then the tefillin should be on his right hand. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Reb Yosi HaChorim, Hanocha de Bismo Menolei. But now let's come back to Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi before only asked the question that the word Yotcho does not mean smile. The word Yotcho could also mean the right. So it's a kasha back on him. How does he know Taka Tzfilin has to be on the left hand? So first of all, the Gemara says it could be Nafkele Mihecha the Nafkele Rabbi Nosson, Rabbi Nosson. Just like we had the drasha from Rabbi Nosson that he says Ukshartam Ukshartam, it could be maybe Rabbi Yosi also holds like him. So that's how I know Tzfilin has to be on the left hand. Now, Rav Ashi says another pshat. Miyotcho siv. It says miyotcho chofei. Mean to say the hey keho. Mean to say with the hand, with the weaker hand, with the left hand. That's where you have to put the tefillin. Ashi says miyotcho hey. Mizuch siv hey means keho mashma, the weaker one. Lashon keva. Ish ramina b'smol kama. The aim by keho doesn't. It's not so strong. And also Rashi says, Yotcha means Yad Keyo, Amei B'lei Keyach means our arm without strength. So from the word Yotcha, we mean the weaker one. So it's totally in weakness. Now you have to know what makes up a lefty. Because lefty, according to this Pratachura, means of a lefty that has the strength. He does all the things with his left hand. Even if he would write with his right hand, it wouldn't make enough kumina. He'll still be considered a lefty. Because according to this Joshua, the Joshua is Yotcha, the weaker hand. So if you have more strength on your left hand, so it comes out your weaker hand is the right hand. Whereas according to the first Jerusha, If it's Tully in Kshiva and Sivam, the main thing is Tully is in which hand you write with. If you write with your left, with your right hand, true, then fill in on the left hand. If you write, though, with your left hand, even though your strength is more with the right hand, you'd also have to put film on your right hand, according to the first shot. So here we'll soon see in Tysus, it depends, according to which way do we learn out, film should be on your left hand. Is the shot from left hand that the opposite that you write with, or the shot the left hand is, that's Yad Keyah, that's the weaker hand. Oh, Malay Rabab Rabashi, V'yema, why don't you say ready, Yodcho means Shebekayach? I, the Pasuk says Yodcho, so maybe it means Bekayach. Omle said back to Miksiv Beches, so instead of the word Ches, it says Yodcho, Yodcho with a Chof Hei, not a Ches, you have to say Yad Keya, the weaker hand. Now the word is like a sort of Tanoi, it's a Machlekes Tanoim if you make this Jerusha or not. One Jerusha is Yodcho Behei Zuz Smoil. Since it says Yodcho with a Hei, Yud Dalet Chof Hei, it means to say the weaker one, the left hand. Others say, no, that's not the drasha from this pasuk. Yodcha just means, Yodcha is l'rabbas esagidim. Means to say, even though the hand is not complete, there's something wrong with the hand. Part of it is chopped off, or you're missing part of it. As if to say, even though you only have gidim, you only have veins hanging down, still you put film on. So according to these acherim, it's not a drasha when the weaker hand, it means to say, that the hand, even though it doesn't have the complete hand there, still you mechuyev in tefillin. And Tanya Yidduch, another Braisa learns, Ein lo yizroya potah. Let's say someone does not have a left hand, does not have anything there. Nechnam is potah menat tefillin. I don't say since he doesn't have the left hand, may put on the right hand. No, you don't have a left hand, you don't put on tefillin. Acherim maimim, others say, and it's not a spirit, they must make another drasha, that Yodchov, and this word, Yodchov idashin, l'rabbis asagidim. That if you do have a left hand, no matter what type of a hand it is, even though it's missing part of it, it's not complete, you only have like veins there, still you're mechuyev to put on tefillin. So I tell you, says there's no steer here, just mara machod, mara machod, for late pleaking. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, look at a price like this. Eater, what's going to be a lefty? So we'll soon see in Taisa what exactly what does a lefty mean. But usually people do everything with their right hand. Let's say he does everything with his left hand. So then, Meniach Tfilin Biyaminai, he puts on Tfilin on his right hand, Shu Smeila, which is really his weaker hand. Now the Gemara asks, I, Votanya, you learned the opposite, Votanya, that even an Itter, a lefty, Meniach Tfilin, he still puts on Tfilin on his left hand, Shu Smeila Shekoladim, which is the left of everybody else, even though for him, like, it's not 100% lefty, because his weaker hand, because he's a lefty. So with the theory here at Samashmi, even a lefty puts tefillin on his left hand. And before the bride says an itta, puts it on his right hand. So Rabbi Abaye answers like this, Kitanya hi, when do we say that a lefty puts the tefillin on his left hand, Pishole Pishta Yadav. The lefty there, the pshat is, he could use both hands. He could use both the right and the lefty. But since Lamaisi doesn't have like a Yad Kei, he doesn't really have a weaker hand, they're both equal, so then he goes Basar, right, Bnei Yadam, that he puts the tefillin on the left hand. But Avada, regular lefty, that he does more with his left than his right, then he puts tefillin on his right hand. But again, it's a shaila exactly what makes you into a lefty. Now, Tosfos speaks out here that Maksibi b'yamin al-kshir b'yamin, the Salmach Amina later, we say that the Itur, Maniyah tefillin b'yaminai, she's smilai, that a lefty puts tefillin on his right hand. So Tosfos says, now, Vahashta, Odom ha-kosta b'yamina, what's going to be a person that writes with his right hand, the sharoiv ma'isa b'smerloi, but everything else he does with his left hand. In other words, his left hand is stronger than his right hand. Just he happens to write with his right hand. So he says, yesh pestapa, there's a suffix here, v'yeze me'em and yech tefillin. On which hand should he put the tefillin on? V'shem me'yesh lidmois kishtela b'shtei yadav. So he says, maybe that's also called, he has two milas here. He has the mila to go boss with his right hand, because he's the Maisa stronger with his left hand, so he should put the tefillin on his right hand. Or else, no, since the Maisa writes with his right hand, that's the Svarat is said, that's the Ksiva, therefore the Kshira should also be done with the right hand. That tefillin should be on the left hand. And since you have two equal Svaras, maybe that's Doimit to Al Gemara's Teretz that he showed the Shtay Yadav that he should put on his left hand. But the Maisa Lalocha, it's a big problem, it's a big Shiloh, and there they have a Shaltis, which always asks, what should they say? The Ikar is telling which hand you write in. If Lamaisi, you write with your left hand, and then you should put tefillin on your right hand. If you write with your right hand, then you should put tefillin on your left hand. But again, you have to ask a shayla. They're very complicated to know exactly which hand to put your tefillin on. Now the Gemara says, "Tana devei Menashe, by devei Menashe, al yodachon." The pasuk says, "Put on tefillin." Shayad zukiburus. It means by the muscle, by the upper part of your arm. We put our tefillin on the muscle. Then the pasuk says, "Bein enecho zukotko." It means the top of your head. So the Gemara says, "Heicho." Where on top of your head do you put the tefillin? Is Amri Dveri Abiyanai Mokam Shemoicha Shatinik Reifis. When you have a new, when a young baby, the top of his head, it's a little bit soft, there's an indention there, the Mokam Atfillin. That's where we put our tefillin, like we put it on top of the hairline, that's where we put on our tefillin. Boy Mine Plimi Merebi. Plimi has a shout from Rebbe. Mishi Yeshloi Shnei Roshim. Let's say somebody has two heads. His soul, be Yezimem and Nech Tefillin. On which head does he have to put on tefillin? Like it's not mustav, he has to put on both. That's like about Taisif. Only once, the question is, which head should he put his tefillin on? That's what Plimi asked from Rebbe. He's Omalei, so Rebbe asked back, got angry at the question, and said back to him, Oikum Golios, get up and go, leave my yeshiva, that is good to go into Golis, Oikim Olecha Shamt, or else, accept upon yourself to be Benidui. In other words, what kind of joke is it? What kind of question is this? Who ever heard of a kid to have two heads? What kind of shayla was that? Gemara says no. Adahok, in the meantime, also who got if a man came in and Omala, he said to Rebbe like this, he asked Rebbe Yeshua like this, that this Yalavli Yanuka Disli Trey Reishi. My wife just gave birth to a baby that has two heads. So my shayla now is Kama Bina Lames of Lakayan, and it's a Bechor, it's my firstborn, and they're both, and it's a Zohar with two heads. So the question is, how much money do I have to pay the Kayan for Pidyon Aben? That was my shayla. So the whole point of the Mechor Mor brings down to Shalak Rebbe, it wasn't such a klutz kasher that Vimi asked, Plimi, it could be a case like that. So Mor says what happened was, also Saba, an older person came in, Tonele, he learned in front of Rebbe like this, that Chayiv Litin Lo Yutz Loi, and he also such a case, if the baby has two heads, then Echnami, you Chayiv to put, to be Paidah, two times, ten Loi. So Mor says, Eini, it's not that way, Votoni Romi Bachoma. Like this. Since the pasuk says, "Poda tifte es bechor rodem," sounds like a double oshim. "Poda tifte es bechor rodem," you should redeem a bechor of a person. So Shemayani, I hear from here that afilu nitraf b'teich lamed, even though it was nitraf, he became a treifa teich lamed. So Rashi learns it means afilu never b'teich lamed yoyim, even if the baby died within 30 days, still yichayet to be paid him. So I said, Yafa Gav, the Chsiv, do even Ben Chodesh Tifta, even though Lachur, the whole Chiv is first Chalif to 30 days, and he would die before that. I feel a walk, equal a Meima, him lay Nereg Ho Yechai. If he wouldn't have been killed, he would have been alive. Therefore, that's called the Bechor Ma'ayur. So I hear from here, Tzpod the Tifta, as Bechor Adam, I feel Mitra, but Tech Lamed, maybe even the first night was killed, Tech Lamed Yoim, maybe still the Tachir to be prayed to him. On this note, Tom Lehman, the Pasuk says, Ach, it says, Ach Holuk, to say no, Ach Holuk. Imagine, Ach Poda Tifta, to tell you only Chayit to be Poda if the baby lives for 30 days, but not if he died before. So Rashi turns out the more means to say, the high Nami Kenitra of Domi. Here also, a baby that has two heads, it's like a trefa, for sure it's not going to live. Sharel Lo Yichia. Says, so, you should not have to be Poda altogether. Smur says, no. Shani Hocha, I tell you, here it's different. Typical Goyles, Atalia Rachamona. Here it's totally in the heads, Rashi says. Lepidyim Bechor Dechsiv, Chomesh Kolum Little Goyles. Thy is Lechrei. Right now the person has two heads, this baby. Therefore the Sabel, you have to be paid him with 10 Sloyim, 2 times 5. I, V, Mishum, Acholik. That's Mash, where the baby has to be alive. The Teretz is, Hashtu, Miel, Lemayis. There's a big difference. Here, Lamaise didn't die yet. Over there, where the kid died already, even though he wouldn't have been killed, he would have been alive. But Lamaise is dead. Therefore, there's no chiyuv to be pidyon. That's the pasuk acholot. Only if he died already. But here, by 30 days, that the kid is still alive, and now Lamaise has two heads, and since the pasuk says, the bigul goyles, tali rachamonam, he'll have to be pointed twice. So I call upon him a shayach to have such a case. The advice says from the Gemara, though, that it's called a treifa. and therefore Vadi would not live. So it could be an Echnami. The get to putting on film, it could be he wouldn't have the shower so much. That doesn't say clearly the case doesn't live so long. But I call upon him, it could be such a case, a baby with two heads. Now the Gemara says, oh, Mama, what we said before, that Yodcho Zuki Boris, and it says Yodcho means you have to put film on the upper part of your arm by the muscle. But the more we know him, how do we know this? Maybe it means on the palm of your hand. The Torah Rabbah wrote like this. The Boston says, Al Yodcho Tzudashin Zugayva Shabiyad. Means the top part of your hand, like when we put on our tefillin. So most of the time you're telling me Zugayv, it means the top part of the hand. Or Yaina, maybe not that way, El Yodcho Mamish. Maybe it only means Yodcho, maybe it only means like your palm. Put tefillin on your yad itself. So now, Omer Torah says, Hanech tefillin biyad, Vanech tefillin barosh. Torah says, put on tefillin on your hand, and put on tefillin shabarosh. On your head, and so ma'alahala, just like by tefillin shabarosh. The Gaiva Shabrosh means the top part of your head. So Rav Khan here also, the Gaiva Shabiyad means the top part of your hand. That's the Mokum where you put on a tefillin. Rav Lezer says, Ein Tzorch, I do not need this type of a limud. But rather, Rei Yoyim, the Pasuk says, For Ho Yo Lecho Liyos, that tefillin shall yad should be an ois, a sign for you. So we dash in, Lecho Liyos, it should be an ois for you, but Leila Cherim Liyos, not to somebody else for an ois. And we'll soon see that moment to say, it's a hesber in which mokum, which part of your hand should you put film on. You can't tell me you have to put film on your palm, because if you put film down by your palm, everybody's going to see it. And here the Pasuk says it's a dugma, it should be in a place that it could be a nice only for you. So this time if the mokum to put films on top by your muscle, there most times it's covered up, whether with your sleeves, with your jacket. But in the chlam that we'll see later, about if you're not wearing a jacket or a sleeve, about it, it's kosher to wear it on the top part, even though people could see it. It's only like people cause some behavior that usually by top other people don't see it. So therefore, that's the mokum, that's the place where to put your tefillin. From this post, go behind the Holy Yais. Now, Rabbi Yitzchak says, Ein Tzorach, I do not need this type of a drasha. But rather, Rei Yoyim, the Pasuk says, V'samtem es devore eila al levavchem, put these words on your heart. Ukshartem, and then make a shir, put on tefillin. So mashma, that tefillin itself, shateish sima, keneged alev, mashma, that tefillin itself should be on your arms, opposite your heart, which is the further up, which is what we put it by the muscles of the arm, that's keneged the heart. Sat, befrat, we put it on the left arm, on the left arm, that's keneged alev. Hinechnami, a lefty that puts it on his right arm, that even though it's not mamish keneged alev, but it's also called parallel to the leg. That's the mokum where to put film on your yad. Rabbi Chia, Rav Acha, Rav Avia, Mechaven, or Maniach Lei, Lahad Eliva. They were also very makbid that when they put on the film and show yad, it should be parallel to the heart. That's the mokum of facing the heart, like we do. That's the plate, that's the oifin, how to put on a tefillin show yad. Now, Rav Ashi, Hevi Yosef, Kaima Dameima. Rav Ashi was sitting down in front of a Meima, heavy, tsire biyode. He had, Rashi says, like a wound, something was wrong, a mak he had on his hand. And the middle of the shirt that he wore over the mak was very loose. It was like ripped there, so the kids were called mischazen tefillin. He was still wearing tefillin, but people could see the tefillin. Usually, like you have your jacket, your sleeve covering it. But here, since there was a wound there, the doctor wanted to keep it open. So mice he could see straight through, and the people were able to see his tefillin. So Amulais, he said to him, Loisav lamar, don't you hold? And the apostle says, L'chol liyos, that tefillin should be nice for you. V'loi l'acherim liyos, and it should not be nice for anybody else. Meaning to say that your tefillin, the happy meaning is now, should always be covered. When you put your tefillin by your muscles, it's not enough just to have that mokum, but it has to be covered there also. And the chor by you, it's not covered, it's open, so it's not the right way to wear tefillin. Amulais, he said back to him, no, look, he spoke out, the aside is, that where is the mokum, where is the place to put tefillin? The mokum to put tefillin is in a place that in the chlamy usually is covered by your muscles, usually your sleeve or your jacket covers it. But not that it's a din that has to be covered. Even the mice, if it's open without a jacket, without a sleeve, so it's okay. It's only that's the mokum where to put the tefillin. Why the chol yois is teaching us to not put tefillin on your palm, because that's the mokum that's always open. Rather put your tefillin on your upper muscles, there, sometimes it's covered. So even though my say it's open, still it's kosher. Now the Gemara says, Goyva Shebrosh Minolan. How do we know the tefillin has to be on the top part of your head? How do we know that? The Torah Rabbanan wrote like this. The pasuk says, Bein Einecha. Tefillin should be between your eyes. So we darshin Zugoyva Shebrosh, it means the top part of your head. Time you're telling me Zugoyva Shebrosh, it means the top part of your head. Or Yehinu, maybe not that way, on the Bein Einecha Mamish. Maybe it means Mamish that tefillin should be between your eyes. That's where you should put tefillin. So Moriah says, no. Nemakan Bein Einecha, it says here by tefillin Bein Einecha. V'nemalahal, it says by the parsha of Loisasimu Korcho Bein Einecha Lameis. So somebody dies in your mishpoch and you feel bad, you're not supposed to pull out your ear and make a bald spot there. So it says Bein Einecha. Malahal is just like over here by the bald spot. What does it mean? The Goyvish Shabrosh, it means in the top part of your head. Not mamish in between your eyes, but it means further up, the mokum straight up. If so, why? That's mokum Shoyser Korcho, it's a place we can make a bald spot. Is Alkan here also? Means the top part of your head, a mokum where you become bald. A place where you could become bald, meaning on your hair, not just between your eyes. I do not need this type of a drosha. The Torah says like this. Hanach tefillin biyad, hanach tefillin barush. Put tefillin on your hands and put tefillin on your head. Just like when you have tefillin on the show yad, it's only on a place where there's only bust, there's only skin. It only has one halacha of a nega. There's no hair there. Like skin has one din of a nega. That's seyer loven. Mashenka, in a place where you have hair, it has a different type of a nega. Just like by the tefillin show yad, it's a makam that only has skin. There's no hair. Is afkan the same thing by tefillin show rosh? But Mokum Arula Tama Benegech, it has to be the place where you only have one Hilchus Tumah, means on your head, on your hair, with his Mokum Asar. La Fuka comes to exclude Benenech in between your eyes. Dika Bosa Disar, because in between your eyes there's both. There's Bosa and there's Sar, there's meat there, and there's also hair there. Dika Sar Lovin, there has a lock of Sar Lovin. Dika Nami Sar Tsov, it also has a lock of hair that turns yellow. There's the Bosor, if the hair there turns white, that's a nega of, that's a Tumas nega. And by your hair on the head, it has to turn yellow. So kids, in between your eyes, we have both eyebrows, and you have the skin there, that's not a makom to put the tefillin. Now it says the Mishnah Arba, Tzitzis Makvi Zuzu, Sha'abosim Mitzvachas. All four tzitzis is like one big mitzvah. My Benar, what's the difference between the machlokes, whether it's one big mitzvah or four separate mitzvahs? Rabbi Yosef, first of all, sadim tzitzis. That's here putting woolen tzitzis onto a beggar of flax. So there's a heter of Esad Echolosa saying. So according to the Tanakh, it's only if you have all four tzitzis there, then it's a mitzvah. According to Rabbi Shmuel, as long as you have just one pair of tzitzis, it's also as good. Because he holds each one is called a mitzvah by itself. So that one alone would also make an essay, Echolosa say. Rova Barahina Omar Talis Balas Chomish Ikubinayu. Now, let's say you have a beggar that has four corners, and on one corner now you cut it diagonally like to make it into five corners. So Rashi is Mazva, that if you hold this one big mitzvah, so the Rebbe, the Pasuk is now that even though the beggar has five corners, still you have a mitzvah. But what is the mitzvah? Just have on four corners it sits. If you hold like Rabbi Shmuel, that each corner is a mitzvah by itself, when the Torah says the ribui, that if there's five corners, you're also mechuyev in the mitzvah must mean that every corner has to have its own tzitzis. So come out, in this bank of the five corners, you have to have five pair of tzitzis. Ravina says, the Rav Huna, given the difference between the halacha of Rav Huna, the Yom Rav Huna, hayoit, say, betal l'shein ha-metziyah, says, kilchose b'shabbis, if somebody wears a pair of tzitzis on Shabbos, he walks outside, to shos rabim with him. And the halacha of the tzitzis is not kilchose, one or two of the strings fell off. The halacha is chayiv chatis. Since the tzitzis is not mekayim the mitzvah, we do not consider the strings the tzitzis bottle to the beged, but rather it's considered like a master, it's still like you're carrying it. That's not gemina. Let's say one pair fell off, and you have the other three pair. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, you mekayim the mitzvah, be mutter to wear it on Shabbos. But according to the Tanakhama, since you're not mekayim the mitzvah, there'll be no heter to wear these three strings on Shabbos. You can't work out where this beket now, since it has some of the strings and not all the strings, it's not makayim the mitzvah. So what's there instead of like a masli will be a nisa hotzoyah Shabbos. Omer Rav Shisha b'rei de Rav Idi, Hayman de botzer leglima. If somebody wants to make his beket shorter, so Rashi learns the botzer leglima means shechot achechem in akronos. He cut off one of the corners as if now to make it into five corners. It looks like two corners, that one corner. So he didn't do anything. The beggar is still mechuyev in tzitzis. That's the law, Haiman, the botzvil agreement. If you cut off one corner, and loyavid leklum, why? Shav yitalis, balis, chamish. He made the talis like five corners. That's mechuyev now in tzitzis. We hold the vada only on the four opposite corners you put the tzitzis. If somebody knots up a beged, you have a long beged, and you fold it over and knot it up now, you did not do anything again, even though you knotted it up, and now it's a smaller beged, it doesn't have the shear of a beged, but since you only use knots, it's time to open up, and it'll be a long beged again. So Vadi is still mechuyev in tzitzis. Why? My time, the Gemara says, to command, to shear your dumb, it's sitting like it's opened up. Knots means nothing. But to nanami, we don't like this. Nanami kol hamatus. That means we have flasks made out of skin. Hatzeruris, if they're only tied up, so tahiris they're not considered a kli yet, because since they're only tied up, they're almost open up again. It's not called the kli. It's not called the base kibble. Only when they're really sewed down. Chutz mishal avayim, excluding the Arabs one, because that's the meaning. That's the derech. If you only leave it just tied down, they don't sew it. So therefore, it's not aimed to open up. Therefore, it's called the kli now. Amar Rav Dimi Menadoi, Hayman dechayte leglime. Somebody even sews down the beged after he folds it up. Loyavav leklum. He didn't do anything with it. Take away from the shear of the beged. Why? Because the svar is emisad lemiboyle. If it's really true, you did not want the beged to be so long. That's why you folded it over and sewed it down now. But lipstick lishdai, you should have just cut it off and thrown it away. Since you didn't cut it off, you just folded it over and sewed it down. It's a proof that really you don't want to use it still. Therefore, it's still considered the beggar with its right shear, it's still mechuyev in tzitzis. Now the Mishnah often says that Rabbi Shmuel Leima are abos and abba mitzvahs. All four are four separate mitzvahs. Ami Abiyuda, my Shmuel, halach Rabbi Shmuel, take a paskin like Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara says, no, but let's take a paskin, we do not paskin like that. We paskin all four as one big mitzvah. Now the Gemara says, Ravina, have we caused all abbas with the mabar of Ashi b'Shabbat of the Rigla. Ravina was once walking in the back of Mabar Rav Ashi on the Shabbos near a regal, and if Sekarna the Chutz, one of his sitters came off in the street, he didn't want to tell him over there in the street. Like, he didn't want to tell him that he has to take off his sitters now. We had before, since one sitters came off, he's not Mekayim the Mitzvah. We hold all four as one big Mitzvah. So now that he's not Mekayim the Mitzvah, the other sitters are a Masli. So he didn't tell him there on the street to take it off. But Kamot Lebeis, when he went home, Omele told him, he told him in his house, Mayhasa Mistik, you should know down the road over there is where the tzitzis came off. Omele, he said back to him, he amartali Mayhasa, if you would have told me over there, Shadisa, I would have taken off my tzitzis over there. Like, how come you didn't tell me to take off my tzitzis over there? For the more why? I have Omama, we learned that Gova Kovad Abriyos, Shadichas Lesa Se Shabbatera. We know Kovad Abriyos, like here, not that to take your tzitzis off in the middle of the street, this Kovad Abriyos, is even Deichor Lesa say. Shabbat Torah, Sirus, even though there'll be a law for carrying it, from the Hurts, it's a covered abrius. He answers back, Tirgum or Rav, Abash Shavuot, Kaimed Rav Kano, Balab Dulei Sosa. That we say, covered abrius is the Echor Alaysa say, it doesn't mean Alaysa say Mediraisa. About the Nisa Diraisa, there's no Heta. What it means to say is only Nisa the Rabbanon of Lei Sosa. So here, the Hurts, since it was Rishus Rabbim, he says it would have taken them off. So here, since it was Nisa Diraisa, like he says, he would have taken it off. Even in the street. Zikadiyami, some say no, Mehosam Omli, if I could told him there in the street that his tzitzis fell off one pair of tzitzis. The Omli still said back to me, answered back, my daitcha. Like, what are you telling me here? Like, you think I should take off my tzitzis? Lemishdayu, I should take off the tzitzis right now. Because it's considered like a masli. I have Omama, we learned, God will cover the abriyas, Dech Alaysa Se Shematera. I have covered abriyas, is Dech Alaysa Se. And Vatigma Rabba Shavuot, Kamadar of Kana, Blav Le Sosor. That we say you have a right to be over Lav, that's only Nisa the Rabbanon of Le Sosor. What the Rabbanon tell you not to do. There we say the Rabbanon will make of a Mokum covered Abrius. For Nisa the Rice, the Kula carrying here on Shabbos, there's no Heta. says, so lechura, how come you're not taking off your tzitzis? So he answered him, hachinami karmelis rabbanan hi. We're talking about now, he's out in the street, and he's only in the karmelis. He's not in a real rishus rabbin. So therefore, the carry through a karmelis is only in the rabbanan. Therefore, since it's covered abrius, he held was mutter to carry through the karmelis. Therefore, even though we told him on Shabbos that his tzitzis came off in the middle of the street, he did not take off his tzitzis there, but he wore them into his house, because it was covered abrius not to take them off there on the street. Penachrami, once he came on, then he took them off, and Avadi would not go out with them again on Shabbos, until he fixed them after Shabbos. Alright, turn over at the end of this tape, turn over, we'll start the next parakat chelis. So wait till the end and then turn over.